And they were going to make me divert around the aircraft carrier and whatever because they had an exercise going on. I just said to move the aircraft carrier. And I tipped the ferry tanks and drained this and that, made sure they were completely dry. And I knew it was going to be real, real, real close, you know. And I figured out which one would be the best. And the autopilot not working, you know, dead beat, tired. And I turned the landing light on so I could see the water, and the landing light circuit breaker kept popping, so I never saw the water. And slipped down and hit the water before I knew I was going to hit the water. So I was in, you know, maybe 120 knots, and I just hit and just went, flipped over. Mm. Like, flap, flap, from the firewall on, the engine flew off.
Is that right, sir?
The pilot's door was off, just blew off. And I flipped upside, I was upside down, the water started coming in, I had one breath like that, I was underwater, started to get out, and then I knew, and then my lap belt, so, oh, lap belt, you know, things just started hitting my mind real quick, because I went through, you know, jungle survival in the Philippines, and survival for Vietnam up at Fairchild Air Force Base before I went to Vietnam the first time, and I walked out on the bottom side of the wing, and then when I walked out there, the helicopters went, you could see them go over and then turn around, just come back and get me, and I told them it would be real close, and the first thing I felt was something go by my leg, and I was thinking, shark. Then the helicopter came back, and then you have to wait for the penetrator to static electricity get off of it, you know, when it hits the water or the ground or whatever. You don't just grab onto it because you can get shocked a little bit. So, boom, and I just jumped in the water, and I had my little vest on, which I have out here. We call LPU, life preserver units, and they've got the gas cylinders in them. You just pop those, and a lot better than the airlines, and then if you have to, you can orally inflate them. I got in the penetrator up in the helicopter, yeah, a couple minutes.
Great.
And they took me back over to the hospital, and, you know, Barbers Point, checked me out.